Last Word on Today FM.
It's time for the last word on travel, and Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie is with me. Sarah, good afternoon to you. Some really good last minute deals. You've been compiling them for both people who want to get away in the next couple of days or even the next couple of months.
Yes, Ian, hi. There's some great prices around. Actually, the last few weeks prices have been quite high, but they definitely seem to have come down, particularly towards late July and into August. So if people haven't booked and they're looking to go away, you may be able to get, you might be surprised at the prices.
I have to say, just before we get onto some of the actual deals, prices generally this year have been a little bit higher. I know from looking even at flights, particularly out of Dublin Airport, prices are that little bit more than they were last year.
They definitely were early on all right, and there seems to be a little bit of a shift. I think June would normally be a lot cheaper than July, August, but a lot of people have gone in June this year, whether it's because of the weather, they want to avoid the heat, or they were looking for cheaper prices, I'm not sure. But it just kind of meant then, I think, that the tour operators and airlines were left with a little bit few more seats than they expected in July, August. So that's why some of the prices have come down. Aer Lingus actually launched a sale today with €40 off return fares in July, August. So even that in itself, you know, you wouldn't normally see that at this time of year. Now, I know €40 mightn't seem a lot, but still, usually coming into July, August, prices would be getting higher, not coming down. So, yeah, there's definitely a big change.
Yeah, let's go through some of the deals you've come across. Now, for anybody who really wants to go very last minute, later on this week, you've got a good offer for Corfu.
Yeah, because again, as I was saying, like late June is actually quite hard to get. But this I thought was a nice little find. It's in Corfu. There's just 10 apartments in the complex, like a family-run property. Sounds a bit idyllic to me anyway. It's called the Sidari Palm. So if somebody just wanted a quiet breakaway, nice part of Corfu, Sidari, there's a nice pool area. And as I said, just 10 apartments there. But you can walk into Sidari in 20 minutes if you want a bit of nightlife. And the total price is €505 per person. And that includes your flights, your 7 nights accommodation, your transfers and your baggage. So it's quite good for two sharing.
Yeah, now moving on, first week of July, the 7th of July, Lanzarote, you've got a bargain here as well.
Yeah, this is kind of good for a couple or for friends or for a family. The Costa Sal apartments, they're one of the best in Lanzarote for years. They're always top rated up there, one of the best places to stay. Lovely, big, kind of spacious apartments and huge grounds, kind of relaxing area in Matagorda, but still really easy access into Puerto del Carmen if you want a bit more nightlife. And there's flights available from all airports, which is another good one. Price for two sharing for a couple or two friends would be €689 on the 7th of July from Knock or from Dublin. Price goes up slightly, Cork or Shannon, to €739 per person. Again, that includes your flights and accommodation. And for a family, if a family wanted to go, you'd be looking at €2,356 for a family of four or €3,095 for a family of five in a two-bedroom apartment. So again, peak time, for particularly for families looking to get away early July. So for the standard of accommodation, your breakfast is included as well. I thought that was quite good.
Yeah, I'm moving on to the kind of getting into the real peak of summer season, the second week of July. Slough, there's a couple of deals available.
Yeah, for families, I'm always asked to try and find accommodation for larger families, and the Pineda Park apartments are really nice, two bedroom, right beside the beach, or 5 minutes walk to the beach, and they're in a kind of quieter area of Slough, not in the main centre. So again, you've got all PortAventura theme park, you've got water parks, you've got everything you need close by, but you're not in the thick of it. So they're really, really popular property, and they're 4-star as well, and spacious two bedroom apartments. You'd be looking at €3,552 for a family of five on the 11th of July for week, and that includes your transfers, your baggage and your flights as well.
Now, if you do fancy the heat in Rhodes in the middle of July or towards the end of July, there is some good value too.
Yeah, again, the package deals seem to be the best at the moment. I mean, I definitely would say to people to look into some of those Aer Lingus flights, like the likes of Santorini, where people, I think, were kind of afraid to look at after the seismic activity earlier in the year. Like, their flights would be usually much higher. They've come down. Rhodes, because people, you know, afraid of it being that little bit too hot. There's amazing value there. So if heat isn't an issue for you, €625 per person from Dublin on the 23rd of July, top rated property with your flights, transfers and baggage for a week, the Cosmos Maris apartments, they're called.
Now, moving into back end of August, and obviously lots of teenagers will be back in secondary school, but there's some the value is really coming in there.
Yeah, like return flights with Aer Lingus from Dublin or Cork to Palma is €99 return on the 22nd of August. So you could kind of even just do a short break if you wanted, or you could do a week. Or like if you were looking to, if you wanted to get an Airbnb or a basic apartment, you know, you could match with those flights and you'd really get a bargain there. I picked Port Palencia because it's just one of my favourite resorts in Mallorca. I really like it. And prices are usually very high to stay there. There's a kind of an old town and a modern marina, so it sort of has the best of everything. For a couple in a four-star apartment, the Bahia Palenza, it's $799 per person. Or for a family of four in the Duva Apart Hotel, it's $2076. Like, that's great value for a week at the end of August, just before the kids go back to school, for a family of four.
Now, if you fancy Venice, this sounds like a really good offer.
Yeah, I mean, again, just kind of trying to get these, capitalise the word I'm trying to find there, on these cheap flights. There's return flights for €127 on the 28th of August for two nights. Now, the flight goes out early in the morning and it's back in the evening. So you kind of nearly have 3 days, actually back late at night. So you kind of nearly have 3 days. Now, you can obviously stay in the centre of Venice, but it might be kind of hot, could be 25, 27 degrees. So I picked a beach area, Lido di Jeslo, the Hollywood Hotel. Again, top rated beside the sea, a two night stay there, $300 per person, including your flight. So if you just kind of want a quick break before the autumn kicks in, amazing value, I thought.
There's also the autumn breaks coming in as well. And I know a lot of people do try to hold off until the beginning of September. But for people that can hold on for that little bit longer towards the end of September, there are some plenty of deals around Italy.
Yeah, this Ischia is a place I don't think I've ever mentioned before on this slot, but it's one of those on my own bucket list. It's kind of, for people who are not familiar with it, it's Capri's kind of little sister. It's a real authentic little island just off the Amalfi coast. And there's a really good deal, I thought, from Tropical Sky because they include the ferry transfers from Naples as well. And it's one of these kind of wellness hotels. You've got thermal pools that are fed by Ischia's volcanic springs, the spa treatments. It's just on this clifftop location. It just looks absolutely idyllic and the reviews on TripAdvisor are unbelievable. So if you were looking for something completely different away from the typical Amalfi Coast crowds, Ischia could be the spot, and you could still then travel in and do some of the tours. If you wanted to go into Positano or go along the boat into Capri, but still stay in a quiet area. It's $9.99 for a week, including your flights, your boat transfers from Naples, your breakfast and a 7-night stay. And that's the 21st of September. But it's just one of those. I'd love to book it myself.
As I said, there's some other deals in Italy as well.
Yeah, Sardinia, for anyone looking for a cheap week, I've mentioned this throughout the year lots of times. The flight deals to Alghero are always just such good value from Cork or from Dublin. €99 a turn from Dublin at Ryanair, €109 from Cork on the 2nd of October, the 10th of October. So you can get it, and they're like Friday to Monday from Dublin. I think they're Thursday to Sunday from Cork. So you actually get a full 3-night weekend, long weekend. The total price, you're looking at €199 like for a long weekend in a 3-star hotel. That's a top rated 3-star or a 4-star. $255, and that includes your flight. So if you want to kind of book a nice something to look forward to, want to book a long weekend break, like it's just, and it's only 15 minutes from the airport, so you can just hop in the taxi. It's actually a real handy little short break, and people sometimes don't think about it.
Now, something that is very popular now is solo travel, and there's plenty of deals as well. I'd imagine there are lots of hotels who might have single rooms or small rooms available they're looking to get rid of.
Yeah, usually when I'm on, people are texting in saying, you never do anything for solo travel. So we came up with a couple of trips, city breaks. So these are kind of ideal for people who haven't maybe tried solo travel first and want to kind of see what, you know, do a short break. Vienna is a great one to start because it's a real elegant city, but it's really clean. It's really safe. Incredible public transport. You literally hop on the train. It's like 16 minutes from the airport straight in, and you can get a Vienna card and bring it all around. And there's so many museums and just palaces, and the city is absolutely,
oh, it's a wonderful
stunning
place. It's such a lovely place.
But it strikes me as a kind of a nice place that you could go on your own. So for flights in a 4-star hotel there, $269 on the 25th of August.
And just finally, we have a long haul offer, but it is for next year.
Yeah, this was just, I included this because I just think the price is insane. 24th of April next year, goes out on the Friday, comes home. It's Thailand. Did I say? Phuket in Thailand for 10 days, going out on the Friday and home the bank holiday Monday. So you even kind of limits your annual leave time. And it's the Andaman Kanasi, I think is how it's spelled, resort hotel with breakfast. You've got your flights, 20 kg check bag, your transfers, and the whole lot is $1,099 for 10 days. So
is there any food included in that? Oh, yeah, food is included.
Just breakfast.
Yeah, just breakfast.
Cheap enough to eat out in Thailand.
It is indeed. Sarah Slattery, thank you very much for joining us on that.
The Last Word on Today FM.